Hang-ups have a way of hijacking our identity, do you think? If you're like me, sometimes you shrug your shoulders and you think, well, I'm not so worried about that. But deep down inside, you know that there's something not quite right, something that suddenly, subtly robs your peace and your joy. Well, my guest today wrote a book called Sacred Mundane, How to Find Freedom, Purpose, and Joy. I'd like you to meet her, and maybe she can help with some of these hang-ups that we have and help us figure out how to be joyful and find freedom and purpose, even if we think our life is mundane. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. My guest is Kari Patterson. Welcome, Kari, to Encounter. You know, this sacred mundane, I know when you think about mundane lifestyles, some moms that are just raising families and going through the rigmarole of making sure kids get to school, maybe they feel like there's no purpose in their life. Is that why you wrote the book?
Yeah, I mean, the idea for not just the book, but really living the sacred mundane came to me. It was coming... just graduated from college and was working full-time in ministry, in full-time vocational ministry. And like many people in their early 20s, had high expectations for what that would look like and the excitement of that. And, you know, I was going on mission trips and leading these dramas and preaching the gospel and doing all of these wonderful things for this big, thriving ministry. But, you know, I also found, like many women, that most of my life was actually very mundane, right? It was, you know, my ministry involved taking out the trash after church and all the, you know, all the different trash cans and cleaning the bathrooms. That was another one of my super important, you know, super spiritual tasks. And discipling women, which really means, you know, spending time with people that you don't get to choose who, and helping them and all of that. And I just had a very painful disappointment with the man that I thought I was going to marry and discovered that I was not. And interestingly enough, I am married to him now.
Oh,
but had
really?
A very, very painful and difficult season, and cried out to the Lord and just said, where am I supposed to serve you in all this? Where is the purpose in this? I feel bound by all of these disappointments and frustrations, and this is not what I expected of this sacred life. And very clearly, he took me to Leviticus 6, of all places, and I share at length more about it in the book. But basically, it just says, the fire on the altar must always be kept burning. So clearly, I remember thinking, okay, well, in the New Testament, we know that our lives are a living sacrifice, and they're meant to be a continual offering to God. So that means that if my life is a living sacrifice, and my whole life is meant to be a continual offering, that the fire on the altar is always kept burning, that means that every single part of life must have the potential of being a holy and sacred offering to God. So, you know, none of this life is a... it's not like God said, oh, shoot, you know, I forgot about all the mundane tasks that they have to do, right? It's like, there's no mistake in that. God created us with bodies. He created us that we need to feed our children and clean our homes and turn chaos into order. And so I just began this journey. And in that moment, I remember so clearly the words, sacred mundane, whispered to my heart. You know, I was 18 years ago. And remember thinking, okay, this is to be the manifesto of my life, is to be seeing and knowing, discovering God's presence in the ordinary details of life and learning how to worship Him in the midst of that and learn how to let Him transform me in the midst of that. So
that is really
a little
true.
Bit where it came from, yeah.
When you think about your life and you've gotten out of college and do those things that are fun in a job for a little while, and then pretty soon the bore starts in, and you have to think about ways that can keep you excited in the journey.
Yeah.
And certain personalities of us need excitement more often than others to keep us out of the mundane trap of feeling trapped when mundane things happen and things don't go exactly as excitingly as we wish they would.
Yeah.
You used several examples in your book. I really think that the example of Nahum, you talk about how he was this great prominent leader, mm-hmm. and he gets leprosy, and he just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Naaman, I think, is this sort of often overlooked character in the scriptures, and I just love him. He's found in 2 Kings chapter 5, and we know that he was a commander of the army of the king of Syria. He was a great man with his master. He was in high favor. God had actually used him to bring victory to Syria, so he had been used by God. He had had significant encounters. His name actually means handsome, so we know that he probably was physically attractive. He was popular. He was in high demand as a military leader. He had all of these things going for him, but there's this one sentence in chapter 1, and it says, he was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And really, that's Naaman's life all summed up in one sentence, right? So as we begin the book journey together, we talk about what would be the sentence of your life. If your entire life was summed up into one sentence, just two clauses, right, with but in the middle, what would that sentence be? Because we have so many things going for us. We have gifts and relationships and strengths and spiritual gifts and talents, but there's probably something, just like Naaman, for him, leprosy was the one thing that would threaten to eclipse all of the good that he had in his life. It was the thing that had the potential of stealing all of the good. And so for all of us, we ask, what is that one thing? It's a habit or hang up or a perspective or something that we can't let go of or something from our past. What is that one thing that has the potential to steal all of the good?
Right, to make us feel like we're living mundane.
Right, or to keep us bound from all of the good that God wants to do. So we go on a journey to identify that thing, and then basically what we see from Naaman is that he had these high and lofty expectations of how he wanted to be transformed and how he wanted God to move. He wanted, you know, flashes of lightning and thunder and a booming voice from on high. And we find out that the prophet Elisha, first of all, doesn't even come out of his house, which is hugely offensive. And then he has to dip down 7 times into these dirty, murky waters that he doesn't want to go into. And so the illustration, the metaphor for us, is how often God calls us, instead of taking us on a spectacular mountaintop experience for our transformation, most of the time God leads us to dip down into and engage in the ordinary, murky waters of daily life, and that is what transforms us and makes us new. So we spend the rest of the time looking at, you know, how do we do that? How do we dip down into the dirty waters of our ordinary mundane lives and find our healing and our transformation there?
That's so important to be able to do that. Otherwise, when we are at that place, we become depressed and we don't see that there's ever an end to the forest.
Right. We go on seeking some spectacular experience, right? The next Christian conference or the next, you know, this new thing or that new thing, or we buy something, or we're constantly looking out there for some new experience that will change us. And God is saying, come home. I am right here in your ordinary life wanting to change you if you will let me.
And every day when we invite God into our mundane, he is our commander, and he will guide us if we listen to him.
Right.
And that is very exciting, because he does guide us into adventures when we least expect it, doesn't he, Kari?
Absolutely.
My guest is Kari Patterson, Sacred Mundane, How to Find Freedom, Purpose, and Joy. We're talking about her book today. Kari, how can people get a copy of your book?
It's pretty much available anywhere books are sold. You can go to my website, KariPatterson.com. There's links there for all the different places where it's sold. It's on sale right now, so you can snag a copy. And yeah, do it.
You've written ebooks as well.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Through my site. They're available on Amazon, or you can go through my site. I have some ebooks that are super inexpensive. I mean, cheaper than coffee. And there's some devotionals. There's a book on frugality, being faithfully frugal, kind of our family's journey on financial transformation and all that took place with that. And yeah, so those are fun and encouraging. I encourage you to snag those as well.
What started you down the writing path? Mm. You're writing blogs, you're writing little books, and now this is your first full-length book. What started you down the path?
Yeah, great question. That was a journey during a particularly dark season that I write a little bit about in the book. We were living with my parents, and I had a newborn baby and no car and no cell phone and no friends. And it was just a dark season. And my husband said, "You need to write, because writing is what helps you process what's going on in your soul." And so for $13, he bought KariPatterson.com. This was more than 10 years ago. And he told me to write every day. He said, "You know, I didn't even know what a blog was." He said, "Push publish. You just write out your heart and your thoughts, and you push publish." And of course, nobody was reading my thoughts. And so it was a safe place. And it gave me the accountability of going, okay, I have to write every day. And that began the discipline of processing through, okay, where do I see God in my mundane right now? So we named the blog Sacred Mundane so that I could practice looking into my mundane and seeing where is God moving in my life today. So that's where the blog came from 10 years ago for $13. And that kind of began the journey of writing the books. And then by God's precious grace, the real book, Sacred Mundane, just being released this summer. So super grateful for that.
And you can get a copy of that book, Sacred Mundane, How to Find Freedom, Purpose, and Joy by Kari Patterson, from just about anywhere. Kari's been my guest today on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Kari, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.